If you're a fan of knights and castles, then this Medieval Times podcast might seem like the perfect destination for your listening pleasure. Probably read stories or seen movies that featured knights jousting on powerful horses with long lances. Can you imagine what it would have been like to live in the medieval days? How cool would it have been to live in a huge castle? Imagine if you were to invent a time machine. Fast forward to the future. You're an adult and your dream has finally come true. The time machine that was invented several years before has finally come down in price and can now be purchased at your local electronics store. Christmas is right around the corner and you know what will be at the top of your wish list for Santa. In the meantime, you have to decide where and when you'll go to once you get your time machine. While those questions might be tough for some people, they're not too difficult for you. You've always been a big fan of castles and knights in shining armor. So it's off to the medieval times for you. The medieval period, also called the Middle Ages, describes Europe during the roughly 1,000-year time period between the fall of Rome in 476 AD and the start of the Renaissance in the 14th century. The Renaissance marked a rebirth of arts and culture that celebrated the classics of ancient Greece and Rome. Join along the Medieval Times and Middle School podcast with us as we travel into this medieval adventure.
The 8th century was a time of great uncertainty in Europe. Gone with the security provided by the Roman Empire, people started looking towards powerful local men for protection. One of those men was named Pepin, along with his son, Charlemagne.
You must continue to advance the Carolingian family name. My father was just a military leader, and look at me now, a king.
I will do whatever is necessary, but how can I expand our power?
People are scared right now. It's a time of significant insecurity, and if you can provide people with protection, they'll want you as their leader. And I'm not just talking about the French people that I rule.
So you think that I can expand our kingdom into an empire?
That is what you should try to do. Our military has always been what has made our family a strong one, too. So be sure to make it a top priority.
I will. Let's see. I could take over all of Gaul and then head to Italy and Germany.
That would be wise. I've heard stories of raiders taking advantage of the weak throughout the whole continent, and if you could keep people safe from them, no matter what language they speak or what nation they're from, they will turn to you.
And what should I do once I've created this empire?
That, my son, is up to you.
Charlemagne did exactly what he set out to do, creating an impressive empire throughout Europe in early medieval ages. Once in power, he spread the Christian religion and encouraged intellectual advancements, even though he couldn't read himself. After Charlemagne's death, one group of raiders began wreaking havoc on parts of Europe.
Where are we heading to next?
Scouts have spotted a monastery in England with considerable riches for the taking. We might even be able to acquire some slaves while we're there.
Excellent. And with the fast durable boats, they won't even know we're coming.
No, they won't. Our boats can even travel up rivers if we run out of towns to plunder along the coast.
It will take a while for that to happen, though Western Europe is so disorganized and vulnerable.
Which is good for us.
Without a doubt, they've been especially weak since their king called Charlemagne died.
Vikings were excellent shipbuilders who plundered towns along the coast of Northern Europe, taking advantage of the lack of protection and strength in the region. The Vikings will later settle in Iceland and Greenland around the year 1000. They will ultimately sail across the Atlantic and North America, becoming the first Europeans to do so.
Thank you for tuning into our podcast.
From Ms. Jacob's 6th grade class, listening to 197.5
The Bear.
The Bear.